A Bridge Too Far. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The latest athlete suspended after testing positive for banned substances is Geir Helgemo.
I'm Geir Helgemo.
What is your country?
Monaco.
Which is your favorite dish?
Salmon.
Mr. Helgemo is ranked number one in contract bridge, the card game. Unfortunately, he had taken diet pills and after a tournament last year tested positive for synthetic testosterone and clomiphene, which is typically used by women trying to get pregnant. I'm not sure how that would help win bridge tournaments, considering the side effects include pelvic pain and hot flashes. But rules are rules, and so the World Bridge Federation suspended him for a year. However, the American Contract Bridge League said that ruling was ridiculous, pointing out that this is bridge, not the hammer throw. And so they invited him to play in their tournaments, setting off a debate on bridge websites which grew fierce enough that several posts had to be taken down. As it turns out, Helgemo and his partner can't play bridge anywhere for now because although officially they play for Monaco, which has no income tax, they live in Norway, where they will be staying until they've served out their sentence for tax evasion.
Oh, come on!
I hear you. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.